Coming up is lightning fill in the blank, but first it's the game where you have to listen for the rhyme. If you'd like to play on air, call or leave a message at 1-888-WAIT-WAIT. That's 1-888-924-8924. You can send an email to waitwait@npr.org. You can also go to our website at waitwait.npr.org, where you can find out about attending our weekly live shows right here at the Chase Auditorium in Chicago, or you can buy tickets for upcoming shows in Santa Barbara, Boston, and Pasadena, California. Hi, you're on Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me.
Hi, this is Jeff Hobson from Berkeley, California.
Hey, Jeff, how are you?
I'm great.
How are things in the beautiful town of Berkeley?
They are terrific. We've got a beautiful sunny day out here and having a great time.
That's good. What do you do there?
I work for Transform, a nonprofit organization that works to make it easier for people to get around on public transit, on foot, and by bike.
That's disappointing. I thought he turned into a car.
That'd be totally cool.
That would be.
Welcome to the show, Jeff. Now, Carl Castle is going to read you three news-related limericks with the last word or phrase missing from each. If you can fill in that last word or phrase correctly on two of the limericks, you'll be a winner. Ready to go?
Absolutely.
Here is your first limerick.
As a cat, I'm reluctant to stir, but I'm hungry, so I must rouse her. I could scratch and meow, but I want my food now. She moves faster when I merely
purr.
You're right. Your cat is not purring because he's happy. He just wants something. And helplessly, you are going to get it for him. Researchers at the University of Sussex found cats purr to manipulate humans. Turns out felines have a so-called soliciting purr, voiced at a frequency similar to a human baby's, and it immediately turns any human with an earshot into a helpless food-fetching robot. The study's lead author is a cat owner herself. She says her next study will just involve offering cans of tuna to her own pet, although she's not sure why. Here is your next limerick.
A stubbed toe is a pain beyond bearing, but my wife shrugs it off. She's uncaring. But my pain will be heard in some four-letter words. Yes, I'll find some relief in harsh
swearing.
Right. Science has proved it. Letting loose with a string of colorful swear words really does make your thumb feel better when you whack it with a hammer. There you go. Volunteers at Britain's Keene University were asked to submerge their hands in a bucket of ice water and keep it there as long as they could. One group was encouraged to swear a blue streak during the exercise. The other was asked to repeat non-expletives like sugar. The volunteers who cussed were able to tolerate the pain longer, and they reported less pain. Just like parents, though, researchers warned that swearing too often may make the cuss words less effective, citing an incident recently in which Rahm Emanuel wept like a baby at a paper cut. Sugar, he said. Here is your final limerick.
Our spy operation went goth with this cyborg bug of a dark cloth. Its probing night flight seeks out the bright light. We spy with the help of a
moth.
Right, moth. Very good. Better hide the top secret documents next time you open your closet, because government scientists are creating cyborg spy moths.
Oh, good.
The initial plan involved gluing machinery to the backs of moths, but it had a tendency to fall off, so scientists at DARPA are now embedding machinery directly into the growing caterpillar's brain so it emerges from the cocoon as a full-fledged government spy, ready to be equipped with tiny cameras and listening devices, and when necessary, to seduce.
Do they drink martinis?
Of course, tiny ones.
I want to know how they're going to make the little baccarat shoe that they can go play cards at the casino.
Oh, that's very cool.
What good is having a spy that on his first mission gets up and flies into a light bulb? What happened to the secret team? Well, it's in the grill of that Chevy that just went down.
Carl, how did Jeff do?
Very well, Peter. Three correct answers, so Jeff wins our prize.
Well done. Thank you so much for playing, Jeff.
Thanks very much.
Bye-bye.